Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching is entitled, Can You See It Yet?
Our reading from the Gospel of Mark. He proclaimed, The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased. This biblical remembrance of the baptism of Jesus triggers my memory, and perhaps yours, of the baptisms we have witnessed through the years. Members of our own family, the newborns of friends and parishioners, and the many young adults and adults with whom we have journeyed to their profession of faith during an Easter vigil. Here's one from my heart to your ears. Years ago, good friends of mine living in the Midwest had the opportunity to welcome a newborn into their home and become his foster family. Now they had three beautiful young children of their own. Their decision, however, was unanimous. Yes. Shortly after that, I had the chance to meet baby Zorn on their visit to family in New York. I immediately fell in love with this little brown-eyed, dark-skinned Chicano baby wrapped in his lamb's wool blanket. Someday, they shared with me, we may have the option to adopt him. A few years later, that day came, and although expecting another child of their own, there was again a unanimous decision spoken clearly by the children. Of course, Zorn is our brother. They would now give him his new name, Gregory John. With surprise and joy, I accepted the honor to be his godmother. On the morning of his scheduled baptism, Father Jim, a priest friend of the family, and I agreed we should give Gregory, almost 4 years old now, a quick preparation for the sacrament. We sat him down at the dining room table, and Father Jim said to Gregory, who was now dressed in his little white suit, So, when we get to the church, I will ask you this question, what is your name? And you will answer and tell me. Then I will ask, what is it that you want? And you will say, baptism. Gregory was trying to pay attention, even though his sister and brothers were running through the house and he was eyeing the carefully wrapped presents at the end of the table. Trying to bring his attention back to us, I quickly said, Greg, let me see you make a fist, and now make a muscle. He quickly did, and I, feeling the muscle on his arm, said, that's pretty good. But when Father Jim pours the water over your head and says, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit will come to you, and that muscle will get bigger because you will become a child of God and a really strong follower of Jesus. I had his attention for a few seconds, and then his eyes traveled back to the kids and to the presence. Later at church, with Gregory standing between his Uncle Gerard and me, Father Jim asked him, "What is your name?" He said proudly, "Gregory John." "And what do you ask for?" Clearly and loud, he said, "Baptism." We just had to smile. In that moment, I was so aware of this gift of new life and life-changing experience for Gregory John and all of us. Sunshine found its way into the church, and I felt God say, "This is my beloved son." Life returned to normal back home with party and presents and grateful hearts. The next day, we were in Uncle Gerard's car after attending a baseball game and on our way to get ice cream. Hearing a ruckus from the back seat, I turned my head back to find Greg's brothers sparring with each other. And then Gregory caught my eye as he was making a muscle. And then he asked me, "Can you see it yet?" Quickly, I said, "Oh, yes, Greg, I see it. It's big. It is really big." The baptism of Jesus immersed him in the life of the people. John's baptizing was a symbol of purification, but also of birth, a coming up out of the waters of the womb into a new life as God's beloved. In the depths of the waters, he entered into the depths of his own humanity and the lives of his people. In a sense, he enters into that part of all of us, which laughs and sings and dances and cries, feels for the sick and the suffering, desires the best for self and for others. Nothing human is foreign to him. His mission is clear. The Spirit will remain with him throughout his life and his public ministry and his passion. The voice of his Abba affirms him. Can we stay in this scene and allow ourselves to be drawn into the embrace of the Trinity as our lifetime experience? Can we, like Gregory, ponder this new life and strength which was given to us at our baptism and grow stronger in Christ? Can we believe that we too have been marked by the Spirit, called to participate in the mission of Jesus as beloved sons and daughters? As we pause a moment in this reflective time, can we feel the embrace of love, breathe in and out this newness of life, and experience the strength and power of the divine life in us? Oh, and can you see it yet?